Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Darren Russell Show. I am your host, Darren Russell, as usual. And like I've told you before, for the summer, I got my co-host with me, Devin Green. Give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have any applause buttons, so I'm just going to fake it. You know, you guys let it go all in your head. No, I'm just joking. I'm in a good mood today, feeling good, because we get to talk about football. I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on, but we're going to stick to what we've been doing, breaking down each team, even though I really want to get into two NFL players losing fingers. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll talk about it. Everybody else is talking about DeAndre Jordan flip-flopping in the middle of the night, which I found hilarious, but I said that I'm going to do, that we're going to do this for the summer to get y'all through. Because, look, think about it. 3 weeks from now, we'll actually have preseason football. So we're just trying to help everybody. So today, we're breaking down two teams as usual. We're talking the Washington Redskins and the New York Jets. And usually I try to get out in front of this, be a host. But I'm going to step back because Devin, actually, these are two teams. He's a Raiders fan with me, but these are two teams that he wanted to talk about. So for today, I'm going to play the sidekick, and I'm going to hand it over to Devin. Dev, do your thing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, like Darren said, these are two teams I definitely wanted to talk about today. Well, not necessarily Washington. I really want to talk about the Jets because I love what they were doing in the offseason. But we are going to start with Washington in the offseason. Washington, you know, they have the whole controversy with RG3 and the whole benching, and is he going to work out? And he just, you know, they opted him into his option and whatnot. So I guess their season kind of revolves around him, as always, because he's the quarterback. But I'm not a big fan of where they're going. You know, I mean, not necessarily where they're going, but I just think they're a little bit lower behind the other teams in the NFC East. But, you know, their offseason wasn't too bad. You know, they have a good offense, but the defense, which is kind of, you know, what they kind of focused on, but I don't know. So we'll get to Washington right now. But, Darren, who do you have as the biggest pickup for Washington in the offseason?
Washington, the biggest pickup. You're going to hate this. But to me, I thought it was Chris Culver. Just
really?
Washington. I knew you wasn't going to like it, but just hear me out. Washington had such a weak secondary last year, especially when D'Angelo Hall got hurt. So
Right. Just
the fact that they were able to bring in some defensive backs. I know they traded for Golston. Drew don't really like him. But
nope,
I mean, I like Chris Culver because he's physical. He came from San Francisco. Look, you're hating right now.
The only thing Chris Culver is good for is saying stupid stuff in the press. That's probably the only thing he's good for. I mean, I guess we get to see a lot of cornerbacks getting burnt this year. Hopefully D'Angelo Hall returns back 100% from that Achilles injury. But go ahead. Go talk about Chris Culver. That's terrible.
No. You know what? I'm done. That's who I feel was the biggest pickup. I like
good.
Him.
I'm happy.
They gave him a four-year contract, so they believe in him, too.
I'm happy that you're done talking about that because he's terrible. But there's not – but you know what? To the Redskins' defense on that, though, this wasn't a big it wasn't a lot of corners and safeties. I mean, besides the big ones that was out there. So they kind of had to get what they, you know, had to get. But my biggest pickup was Terrence Knighton, Pop Roast. I mean, this guy's been an anchor for the Broncos you know, doing his thing. And, you know, essentially the Redskins got him for, you know, kind of cheap, actually. And I think he's a good person to put on the line along, well, not along with Brian Arakpo, he left. But he's a good replacement on that line, you know, something to help him. I felt like they should have focused more on the defense and the draft, but Terrence Knighton, I'm sure that's probably why they went offense in the draft. But I think Terrence Knighton was the biggest pickup. And who do you have as the biggest loss for the Washington?
Their biggest loss to me is your boy, Roy Helou.
Stop playing.
Really, you don't like that?
I like Roy Helou, but I'm just saying, you're cut it out.
I'm joking. I'm playing. I just said that because I know you like Roy Helou, and I hate it.
Oh, you're terrible.
Their biggest loss to me was Brian Arakpo. I thought they should have been able to make it work with him. Okay. If they would have been able to keep him, especially since they didn't replace him in the draft, I thought that was their biggest loss. I'm done messing with you.
I agree. Actually, we're actually agreeing right now, which is very rare, but I do agree. And who you think the biggest fantasy impact is going to be on the Washington?
All right, I'm saying this year because I said it last year and I was wrong. I'm saying my boy Pierre Garçon again. I thought he was going to have
Garçon.
A killer year last year with DeSean Jackson, and he didn't. So I think he's going to bounce back this year. I'm hoping because I like to be right.
Okay.
What about
you?
Who you got as the biggest fantasy impact?
I actually really like Pierre Garçon. He's a real tough player. He's kind of like a running back after he catches the ball, and he probably is going to get a lot of receptions. But I don't know if Mines is actual – I'm not going to lie. I don't know if Mines is actual reality or who it should be. So bear with me. I just think Alfred Morris should just be the focal point of the offense. Like, this guy is so talented, and I just felt like – I had him last year in fantasy. I mean, I guess because they were down so much from games, Roy Helou got a lot of burn, especially on third and long. So he wasn't in there as much. He still had a good season, though. But I just feel like it should start with him and everything else opens up. You know, DeSean gets open. Pierre gets open. Niles Paul gets open because I believe they don't have Fred Davis anymore. I'm not sure on that, though.
Right there.
But I feel like – oh, okay. I feel like Alfred Morris should be the focal point. So he's going to be my big-time, you know, fantasy impact for Washington. And
what about their draft pick? We didn't do that, right? Yeah, well, I know we didn't. Who do you think was their best draft pick?
I'm going to go with their first-round pick. I can't pronounce the name. Brandon.
Sheriff or something like that? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He was doing a bad job with pronunciation on the radio, though.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, that's terrible. I think he was their best pickup. I'm not big on the pick. I thought they should have went defense with it. But their line has been struggling. So, and like I said, that can probably open up more holes for Alfred Morris. So that's my biggest pickup for them.
And I think protecting RG3 to make him feel comfortable, that'll help the offense out a lot. I mean, I like the second-round pick, Preston Smith. I actually wanted the Raiders to pick him, and they went with Mario Edwards instead, because I thought Preston Smith was a better edge rusher in a 4-3. Now, they're going to ask him probably to take a rat post spot. I don't know if he can do it. He's not as talented as a rat post, but if he can stay healthy, then he's given more production than what a rat post was given him in the past couple of years if he was hurt. But I think their second-round pick was the biggest pickup, because I liked him. I liked some of the tape that I saw of him during the draft. So that, to me, was their biggest pickup in the draft. But we have a caller. We haven't had a caller in a couple shows. So that must mean
we
probably have a Redskins fan on the line.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely a Redskins fan.
Hello, you're on with Darren and Devin. Who is this? Sorry about that. Call back.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Well, since no one's calling, what do you have Washington going for this season, their record?
All right. Initially, when I first took notes and stuff on this, I gave Washington 7-9. But now I think the Giants are going to be a little weaker. So I'm giving them another game. I'm going to say Washington's going to go 8-8.
Oh, man, you're being so friendly. But you know what, hey, that's you. I have Washington going 5-11. And actually, the Giants is my surprise team to win the division, but that's going to be another conversation when we get to them. But I got Washington going 5-11. They're not necessarily doing bad moves. I guess they're just digging themselves out the hole. And I just think, you know, give them about two more years. But right now I got them going 5-11. I'm still going to be picking top 10 in the draft next year. But now we're going to go to the team I really wanted to talk about, is the New York Jets. And normally not big on what the New York Jets is doing, but, man, I'm loving what they're doing this offseason. For one, they made the trade. They traded a fifth-round pick for the elite Brandon Marshall, like, which is crazy.
Oh, Lord.
Then they went and got Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie back on a defense that was already good. If you could pick a team that's going to come from, you know, worst to first, this possibly could be that team, because all they just need is Geno to just, he doesn't even have to play great. If he could just play average, I mean, I could see them, you know, doing big things. I just love what the Jets are doing. Like, and it's crazy because, you know, I was like on Twitter and I was listening to beat writers and they were talking about how, like, you know, Brandon Marshall was at camp or at OTAs and Darrell Revis was. And I really thought about it, like, man, he got Darrell Revis and Brandon Marshall. Like, can you imagine what that battle is going to be at camp? And it can only get better from it. Like, I mean, and you got to throw the New England thing with Tom Brady being gone possibly four games. This might be the time, you know, the Jets can take advantage of that. I don't know. I just like what's going on. I think they're doing well. But, you know, who do you think their biggest pickup in the offseason is there?
If I have to pick one, I mean, I guess I'd have to go with Brandon Marshall. But let me just all that love you was giving him. No, I mean, it's not Brandon Marshall. It's Revis. It's Darrell Revis. But, you know, that was a money grab anyway, Brandon Marshall. I don't know what I was thinking. It's Revis, but he just went for the money. Talking about, oh, I'm going home to New York. Nobody want to hear that. Yo, the Jets are still going to stink because they got Geno Smith as their quarterback. Who's their backup?
Dude.
Ryan Fitzpatrick? He's a bum. These guys are going to stink again this year. I'm not going to tell you what I got their record as right now, because they're going to be terrible. I don't care. Brandon Marshall, he might get 1,000 yards. Who's throwing him the ball? He didn't have 1,000 yards last year with Jay Cutler. Geno Smith isn't as good as Jay Cutler.
Brandon Marshall.
So how's he getting the ball? Is he throwing himself the ball?
He might be. He's that amazing. He might
throw
the ball himself.
He's throwing his own. He's throwing bubble screens to himself. I don't want to hear
that. He might. And the only reason why, and I see you try to split that not 1,000 yard, we do remember Brandon Marshall not finishing the season last year, right? Right?
He missed a game.
All right.
A game. My man had 500 yards or something like that last year.
Brandon Marshall had 500 yards?
It wasn't a lot. He had like
yards?
7 touchdowns. But look, all right, I might be exaggerating. But that's not the point.
Yeah, I about to say you're highly exaggerating. Brandon Marshall is the biggest pickup for the Jets, and I'm going to tell you why. The person who you're dogging out is Geno Smith. Like, now we all know Darrell Revis is a good pickup, but the defense is already good, and they're going to be great now, but they were already good. But, I mean, to me, Brandon Marshall is a quarterback's best friend. I mean, he catches everything, and I just feel like he'll be more of a contribution to the team than Darrell Revis will be, just for the fact that the Jets had such a bad offense. It's just like it can only just be so much better with Brandon Marshall, and you're teaming them up. Not only that, Brandon Marshall is going to open it up for Eric Decker. Because to me, I didn't think Eric Decker was the number one wide receiver. And now he has a stud. He has a stud with him now to open him up more. You know, and I didn't know that the Jets, at least I read it, that the Jets traded for Zach Stacy. I didn't know that. Even though I think Zach Stacy's a bum, but
yeah, he's a bum. You need to let the audience know whatever it is you smoking and how they can get some of it. If you talk about Eric Decker is a number one and then Brandon Marshall is just gonna make it better, let me give you the stats for Brandon Marshall.
I said Eric Decker isn't a number one.
Oh, I thought you said he's not a number one. Eric Decker, he's a number three. Forget a number two.
He's a number two. Cut it out. You're just being extra today. And by the way, Brandon Marshall, he missed three games. I'm looking it up now. He missed three games last season. And
three games. 61 catches. 721 yards. And eight touchdowns. And three of those touchdowns were against the 49ers. He had three touchdowns in one game.
He's good for 100 yards a game. He's good for 100 yards a game. He would have had 1,000 yards if he would have finished.
He wasn't even averaging 100 yards a game. He was averaging 55.5 yards a game. You just love Brandon Marshall.
You're not going to discredit Brandon Marshall to me. This is not going to happen today. But who do you have as the biggest loss in this off season? Because you get me hot now. You get mad.
Yeah, me. Get out of here. Their biggest loss. What? Their biggest loss was a competent backup quarterback because they lost Michael Vick. I'm joking.
I wasn't playing.
No, I thought their biggest loss really was Rex Ryan. Because I thought if you gave Rex Ryan, Todd Bowles is good. And we don't know how he is as a head coach. He's a good defensive coordinator. And he actually blitzes more than Rex Ryan. But think about if you had given Rex Ryan one more year with Revis coming back and Cromartie coming back.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
What could Rex have done? Because I think I feel Rex Ryan is one of the best defensive minds in the game. He's just not a great head coach. We don't know what Bowles can do, so I just think that with the weapons the Jets added on defense, if losing Rex Ryan might hurt them, just because this is Todd Bowles' first year, so I don't think he would like. I've got them falling. Like losing more games. I don't think they're going to do better than 13-3 this year because of the quarterback play. Now, I mean, their defense will probably keep them in a lot of games, but I can see Geno losing them a lot of games too.
That's very possible. That's actually a clever one, Rex Ryan. I didn't even think about that. And you know I'm a huge fan of Rex Ryan.
And that's your boy.
That is my boy. I wanted Oakland to sign him so bad. It's not even funny. But, my biggest loss is actually he's still on the team, but he's suspended, which is Sheldon Richardson. I mean, that's the anchor of the defense. And I don't remember how many games he got suspended for. I guess in four, right?
Four. Yeah, he got four.
They still have a great defense. And, you know, I just think that's a big loss. And, you know, you might not see the effect of it because the defense is so good and they drafted Leonard Williams. Who, you know, I love Leonard Williams. So he might make up for that loss, but I still think Sheldon Richardson is by far the biggest loss because we're watching him come into his prime. You know, he's a stud already, you know, so I think that's going to be their biggest loss. Speaking of Leonard Williams.
By Richardson getting suspended, now you got to give Muhammad Wilkerson that money he wants.
Yeah, he got all the leverage.
Yeah, now he has – I mean, it's only four games, but you never know. I mean, if you suspend it four games now and then he gets suspended again, it could be up to a year. So then were you going to let Wilkerson go and you be without Richardson? So now you almost have to pay him.
I have a funny feeling Wilkerson would not be on that team next year. I don't know why. I just think teams get so, especially in football, teams get real cheap real fast. And it really depends on what Leonard Williams does this year, on how that goes. You know, Leonard Williams is going to have an important part in this season on everyone's future. Well, not everyone's, but I think Wilkerson's future. But speaking of that, who do you think their best draft pick was?
It was Leonard Williams. Yeah,
it definitely
like
was.
For him to fall to them, they didn't have to make a trade or anything. He was, most people had him ranked as the second best player in the draft. Oh yeah, it was definitely him.
Yeah, definitely. You know how I felt about him. I wanted him to pair him up with Khalil Mack. I just thought that would have just been a devastating, core to the defense. And you're right, for him to fall down that far to him, it's not even that far, but he was so good, you know, that far for him. That was just like a match made in heaven. And who do you have as their best fantasy impact?
The defense. I'm not even going to hesitate. The defense. I think they got a top fantasy defense. I can see them leading fantasy leagues as a defensive team, but still losing because their quarterback is throwing pick sixes with 2 minutes left or something like that.
Right. That's a good one, actually.
I'm almost willing to go out on a limb and say that their defense will outscore their quarterback this year.
All right, now you're just getting carried away. But you know what? I can't even, when you're talking bad about Geno, it's like I can't even stick up for the kid. Like, he's pretty much. But one thing to Geno's defense is that some of them offenses that he was out there with was pure trash. Like Eric Decker, who was that guy that they drafted a couple years ago that just ended up being a flop? Steven, what was his last name?
I know who you're talking about. Stephen Hill.
Yeah, Stephen Hill. You know, he's had a real bad offense. And then, you know, the run game was terrible because Chris Johnson was supposed to be over there. He's supposed to light it up, and that was a dud.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Geno can't do it this year or show some type of promise this year, then I'm writing him off. But, of course, you know what my fantasy impact is? Brandon Marshall. Because
it's not possible.
But listen to me, one thing you love your player to get in fantasy, it's an important stat. It's a very important stat. That's targets. You love to see your wide receiver getting targets. I feel like Brandon Marshall is going to be that new toy that Geno Smith's never had, and he's going to be excited about. And he might throw a lot of picks from it, but he's going to try to get Brandon Marshall that ball. And you know how Brandon Marshall is with getting the ball anyway. He wants the ball all the time. I mean, he's had the ball all the time in his career. You know, he's good to get you 100 receptions, even though he didn't do it last year. But, you know, I just feel like Geno Smith is just going to be like, he's going to be at the huddle, and he's going to be like staring at Brandon Marshall the whole time, like, this is coming to you. So he's going to get the targets, and I just feel like he'll make the biggest impact. In fantasy, for the Jets anyway.
You remember Brandon Marshall first year with the Dolphins?
What about the first year with the Dolphins?
I think he's going to have numbers closer to this than what he had with the Dolphins. He played 14 games. He had 86 receptions. He had 1,014 yards, 11.8 average. He averaged 72 yards a game with 3 touchdowns. I think if you can get that from Brandon Marshall this year, you're lucky. I don't think he's going to do that well.
I think it's possible for Brandon Marshall to do that well, actually. Like I said, but Geno got to come and play. And like I said, he doesn't have to play fantastic. He just has to play average. And I just think with this team, now we got to see how the run game works because, I mean, if they can't run the ball, then, you know, that can only open the pass up for so long, and you don't want Geno throwing the ball like 30, 40 times a game anyway. So,
and that's another thing about losing Rex Ryan. You knew Rex was going to run the ball. We don't know what Todd Bowles is going to do. He's coming. What did they do in Arizona? They threw the ball a lot.
But they had Carson Palmer. But, I mean, if you – I mean, common sense would tell you, like, look, Geno, when he passes the ball a lot, this doesn't work out. So I think everyone's going to try to make it easier for Geno. I can't see them coming out there spread shotgun, you know, three times, you know, like just, you know, first, second, and third down just going at, you know, at it. So I see him, you know, going pretty easy with Geno, trying to walk, you know, trying to walk him into everything all good and stuff. I can't see them – having him come out there slinging it, because he's not a good guy at slinging it. So, get the run game going, bootleg, and work like that. You know what I mean? Bootleg and run. Bootleg, run. Run, bootleg. Run, bootleg. That's it. No spread, no nothing. I think Brandon Marshall, like I said, he's going to get 1,000. Getting 1,000.
The best thing that can happen to Brandon Marshall is that Fitzpatrick wins the starting job.
Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Fitzpatrick's good for 3 games, and then after that, you're like, yeah, that's why he's the backup. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to give Geno, because this one, to me, this is no excuses. You got a good wide receiver core. You got an okay running back. Like, your line is good. You got the defense. I don't, you know, after this, it's like I'm done. So he has to show some improvement, and I think he will, honestly. So what do you got them going for as their record?
3-13.
Cut it out. It's funny. You have Washington. Well, okay, I'm not even going to get there.
I think Washington is a better team than the Jets. Top to bottom, you ain't started quarterback. RG3 better than Geno Smith.
You know what? If they play each other this year, actually, you know what? Let's make a bet right now on radio. I got $15 saying the Jets will finish with a way better record than the Redskins.
What we call a way better record? I said the Redskins go 8-8.
I'm going to tell you now. I'm telling you right now, this is what I mean by way better. I got Washington going 5-11. I have the New York Jets going 10-6 this season. Way better record.
What?
The Jets will go 10-6. They will go 10-6 this season. My surprise team. I don't know. Now, Miami's improving, and Buffalo's improved. So I don't know in that division what 10-6 is going to actually do for them. But I got them going 10-6 in the season. And that's
you
way
know
better than 5-7.
We have a little bit of time. I'm pulling up their schedule.
You're
about to go through this. Don't worry.
I don't think we got enough time for the schedule.
No, we really don't. We got like a minute and a half. Oh, I don't want to order their tickets. Just show me games. Oh, okay. This is ridiculous. There's no way they go 10-6.
Take the bet. And that's another thing. You're talking about RG3. Is he even – how many games is he going to play? You mean is Colt McCoy going to win more games than Geno Smith? And I actually do like Colt McCoy. That's terrible. That's a guilty, like, admission. Like, Colt McCoy. But Colt McCoy is not going to –
I think Colt McCoy is better than Geno Smith.
But is Washington better than the Jets? No.
Yes.
Their defense alone is going to score more than RG3 and Colt McCoy.
I don't believe it. They have a better offensive side of the ball in Washington. And you need a quarterback to win. And they have, all right, yeah, the Jets have a better defense. But, hey, I think they got a better coach in Washington, too. We'll have to pick this up next time because we're running out of time. But, man, look. It was fun, like always. We'll do another one next week. Everybody, thanks for listening. You guys have a good night.
See you.